And I believe I have on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
And good morning, Ilan. How are you?
Good morning to you. How are you?
Thank God. You know, with such beautiful weather,
oh yeah,
it is incumbent upon us to... I'm doing the interview from outside.
I wish I could do it from outside, but I am deep underground.
You're underground in hiding.
Yeah.
So I apologize to everyone if you might hear a car go by or so, but we're doing the nature call as is, we're getting in the month of Elul, which is it's brought down that God is in the field. God is literally where we are. You know, we don't have to go to his palace to see him. We see him right over here, and that gives us the opportunity to be able to connect and ask God for forgiveness.
Yeah, that's why you went outside.
That's right, that's right. Everything has a reason. I thought we would start talking about Rosh Hashanah this week, and then obviously in the next 2 weeks or so, before Rosh Hashanah, we'll get down to more of the customs, the traditions, so on and so forth. And something very interesting, one of the things that we do, the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, is we blow the shofar. The sound from the quote-unquote trumpet that we blow. A lot of people don't know, there's a lot of reasons and meanings to why we blow the shofar. And there are really 11 reasons or 11 correspondence to our lives in aspect of the blowing the shofar. One of them, and hopefully we'll try and go through the 11, which I thought were very, very interesting.
Okay.
One of them is, you know, the return of the king. On Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of creation, and God renews and the creative energy that sustains our world. And once more, he is crowned as king of the universe. Just the same thing that we blow the trumpets at the time of a coronation, that really the shofar announces God's continued kingship. Another reason is, it's like the great alarm clock. You know, Rosh Hashanah is the first of the 10 days of repentance, and we awake really from our spiritual slumber. And the shofar is like an alarm that calls on us to examine our deeds and correct our ways from the past year as we return to God. Another interesting reason is it is the reminder that the shofar really was blown at Mount Sinai when the Torah was given. And on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar to remind us to rededicate ourselves to the study of Torah and to remind God of our original commitment and sincerity to him, that we're still here. We're still doing what you want us to do. Another aspect that the shofar reminds us of is the voice. That the shofar reminds us of the voice of the prophet who, like the blast of the shofar, call upon us to correct our ways. You know, follow God's commandments and act properly with others. You know, we always think that we need to, you know, always be connected to God, ask God for forgiveness. How do we act between us and God? A lot of times we overlook, which is a very big problem, is what about the way we act with our friends, with our fellows? How do we act with them? Do we ask forgiveness? Do we respect them? And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not only enough to go and ask God for forgiveness, because God says that if you're just asking me for forgiveness and your friends haven't forgiven you yet, my forgiveness is nothing. It's not worth anything yet. You need to first go and ask forgiveness from your friend. Another aspect is the tears. You know, the shofar's cry reminds us of the cries and the tears shed for the destruction of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, galvanizing us to bring Mashiach and hasten the rebuilding of the Temple. Now, one that I think most people know the reason why we blow the shofar is the sacrifice.
Yeah.
That the shofar is made of a ram's horn, and it reminds us of the binding of Isaac and the ram God provided as a sacrifice in his place. That he didn't ultimately sacrifice Isaac, he sacrificed the ram, which a lot of people say, a lot of opinions, that was placed, how God planned everything, that was placed there by the time of the creation of the world. So by blowing the shofar, we remember the faith that our patriarchs had and our own capacity, really, of self-sacrifice. Another aspect is the awesomeness. The shofar fills us with awe and humility as we contemplate, you know, the true infinitude of God, how he fills all space and time, and how little we are spiritually, and how we have to keep on constantly growing to become closer to God, to become closer to Hashem. The introspection. You know, the shofar we blow on the day of judgment, and will be blown on the day of judgment when Mashiach comes. So we thus, the exact same thing, blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah to remind us to examine our deeds and contemplate not only what we're going to do, but also how can we improve what we took upon ourselves to do and we haven't completed that. No, it's no use in taking on new resolutions if the old resolutions haven't been fulfilled, or even not necessarily fulfilled, but haven't been used to the best of its capability.
Yeah.
And obviously then we have the celebration. The shofar blast will signal the return of the Jewish people to Israel, to God, when Mashiach comes. So we blow the shofar now in Rosh Hashanah to remind us of God's salvation in our own lives, that ultimately God, every time, is always going to be there for us. And the unity, if we think about it, everyone comes to shul, regardless of who you are, rich, poor, smart, not so smart, observant, not observant, doesn't make a difference. When we blow the shofar, this is a unified thing. Everyone is involved in the shofar, regardless of who you are. And really, the shofar blast, when Mashiach comes, will herald a time of universal understanding and recognition, not only of our unity, but of God's unity. So we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah to remind us of God's unity. God doesn't care and look upon each person saying, well, if you're like this, then I'm going to treat you like this. And if you're like that, you're going to get this.
Everybody's equal.
God looks and says, every Jew is a Jew because you have a neshama, you have a soul, and I'm going to treat everyone equally. Granted, you know, if people don't necessarily do what Hashem wants, there's consequences. But that doesn't take away the love that Hashem has for every single one of us. And last but not least, what the shofar really sounds like a little scream. The call of the shofar Rosh Hashanah really reminds us of this cry, of the scream of a little child yearning to be able to see his father, the eternal voiceless call of the soul expressing its desire to return to Hashem, to return to its creator. And that's really what the shofar really signifies, is all these things that regardless of who you are, regardless of where you are in life, we all come to one thing. It's the call of the shofar that's going to remind us of how to, where to, and when to be able to connect ourselves to Hashem, and hoping that this Rosh Hashanah will be the last Rosh Hashanah in exile, and that we will be redeemed from this exile, and we will all be able to spend the time in our holy land of Israel together with our parents and grandparents, with the resurrection of the dead, as it says in Maimonides. And then we should have the final blow of the shofar, united as one, bringing down God as our king.
That's very nice. 11 reasons.
That's right.
And preparations for Rosh Hashanah.
Preparations for Rosh Hashanah.
I'm sure your hands are full.
Are very much underway, you know, especially the fact that a little over a week, all the students coming back to the University of Windsor. So we have a lot of things planned. You know, we have a big welcome back barbecue on September 9th just to welcome everyone back and to let everyone know what's going on. And obviously the week after that is Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to be having Rosh Hashanah dinners and lunches and services is all on our student Facebook group, as well as, you know, in the community itself. Everyone's starting to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, the services and the shuls and so on and so forth. So it's a very, very, for any rabbi, it's one of the busiest times, the busiest seasons. So, look, we should always just ask God to be able to inscribe us and seal us in the book of life and health and happiness.
God willing.
God willing.
So, Rabbi, we will talk next week.
Yes, God willing, we'll talk more about next week about Rosh Hashanah. Stay tuned. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Listen,
everyone must tune in because it's definitely going to be interesting.
I must tell you, it's a surprise to me, too.
Yes, exactly. I don't want you to run away. I want you to tune in, too.
Yeah, I'm tuned. I'm tuned.
Ilan, have a wonderful Shabbos
you
and
too.
A good and healthy week, and I look forward to talking next week.
Thank you again.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.